Okay, we're holding Rashi, exactly the top Rashi and Beis Amud Beis. So Mishnah said, Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba. So Rashi explains that Yediyas HaTumah, Hamuras B'Kurban Olu B'Yor, the Torah talks about the Kurban Olu B'Yor, right? It's a Chatus, which is on a sliding scale according to the person's financial state. He says, Oynevet Ki Siga, a person touched Tomei, and didn't say exactly what happened. The case is, the post doesn't say he touched him, and that's all it says. It doesn't say what happened. But the more it learns out, it's talking about, and then afterwards he was in the state of tuma, he went into the mikdash, or he ate kurdish. It's referred to as yediyas because there's a requirement that he has to have been aware beforehand. Then he forgot about the tumah, and then he became aware again that he was tamei. That's when you bring the korban. He was aware that he was tamei, then he forgot it. He lost. It was hidden, literally it was hidden from him, the awareness of the tumah. V'ochol kodesh, and he ate kodesh, and misha'ochol, and after he ate it, yoda, he realizes, she'ochol b'tumah, he ate it b'tumah. Okay, so what's the shtayim shein arba? Shtayim heim mimashmos ha'kosev, the two which are considered explicit in the pasuk, menele mimenu b'hu tameh, masha shenele mimenu tumah. The awareness of tumah was lost. He was tameh, he was aware of it, and then he forgot. Abul Zohar Hu Shaochul Kaddish, Mishnah HaMikdash, he was aware that this is Kaddish and this is Mikdash. Reish Tayim, that's two which are considered in the Pasuk. Helam Tuma Legabi Kaddish, but Helam Tuma Legabi Mikdash. He lost his awareness of Tuma and he ate Kaddish. He lost his awareness of Tuma and he went into the Mikdash. So that's the Shtayim of the Pasuk. Shehein Arba. Yeshachol Rabbis Oid Shtayim Miribuya. We're going to be Marba two more from the Rebbe of the word Benelam in Elam is Pamim. The extra loss of Menelam is Larabis as a Zohar Latuma, a person who was aware he was Tomei. Awanelam Menel Kurdish, he lost the awareness of Kurdish. Kasavra Shakulanhain, he thought this object he was eating was not Kurdish, it was Kulan. So he knows he's Tomei, but he thinks this is Kulan. And then he eats it and he says, Oy vey, it was Kurdish, Oy vey. So he brings the card. Oy, Nelam Menel Mikdash, he wasn't aware that this place was part of the Makam of the Mikdash where he was also to go in. He thought this was part of the area which wasn't also to go in. So he knows he was Tomei, but he wasn't aware. He was aware once upon a time. And he forgot. It has to be awareness and forgetting. He forgot. Okay. Maris Nagoyim are Shnaim Shein Arba. Litame Behen, to become Tomei with Maris Nagoyim. The various different types of Nagoyim. Shnaim Hein, there are two within the Pasuk explicitly. Ace and Beher, as I explained yesterday. Shehin arba meribuya of the word sapachas, and extra for the we're marba them from the word sapachas. Shuhu mashma, the word sapachas means tfela. It means something secondary, something which acts as a tofel. Safchedino alachas, they said the lashon of the apostles, let me become part of your group. I want to be just tag along. So the word sapachas is marba tfela luzu luzu. We marba a case which is secondary to seis, and a case which is secondary to beheres. Total the seis, and total the beheres. Each one has a total. Okay, shanachomim beheres is azuk hashelik. Beheres is bright as white snow. Shnei lo kasir hechol. What's considered secondary to it is the whiteness of sira hechol, the whitewash of the hechol. Seis is kitzemer lovan. Says that there is like white wool. Shnei lo kikrumbeya, and its secondary case is krumbeya, the membrane of the beya. Okay, now Rashi says Maris loshen zocher hu mishumachi toni shnayim shein dal. Didn't say all of the ones that says shtayim shein arba. Yediyah is loshen the kevah, so shtayim. Shavu is loshen the kevah, so shtayim. Maris are loshen, even though it's written, it's ends with the word maros, not marim. But you should know it's Lashon Zohar, Rashi says, and therefore it's Shnayim Shehin Dalad, Shein Arba, not Shtayim Shein Arba. Okay. So then, the more wants to know why were there, did it have only four, Shnayim Shein Arba, by Shabbos, and over here we have eight. Shtayim Shein Dalad for the Bifnim, and Shtayim Shein Dalad B'chutz. That's the more. So some more answers over there. It's over here. It says Avos and Toldos, and over there it only says Avos. The more says, Tabi Avos and Toldos. Over here it says one of the Avos and Toldos. Yitzias is going out as the Av. Achnos is going, taking it in as the Toldos. Yitzias Avosain. Yitzias are considered Av. How do we know that? Me again from the pasuk Rashi brought in the Mishnah. Me. The case of the pasuk, which talks about don't take anything out, anything more from your tent to bring to the Mishkan, to as a donation to the Mishkan. So you're talking about taking from your house out. So that's the case of itzor. Ella, so how do we know hachnosis? Misvor aminan michti. The more is a logic. Let's see. Michti. Let's think. Mirshus to Rishus Kapitro, the Torah is being makan and going from one Rishus to the other. So Mali Afuke, Mali Yudah, what's the difference if it goes out or goes in? It should be the same problem. That's the Mor's logic later on. Mor says, so it's over there, it's only saying Ovis. Mor says, Ovis is only two. Tarti Havrin, it's only two. There's the Hatzah, the Ani, Medibala Bayis. So if you're saying only saying Ovis over there, referring to Hotsah as opposed to Hachnasa, so you have Hotsah, the Oni, Hotsah, the Balabayas, Ishtayim. Where's the Dalit? So Elmer says, maybe you'll suggest that there's four cases of Hotsah, two which are Chayiv and two which are Pater. Mehen Lechiv and Mehen Lepatur. You see, it's the Oni, the Balabayas, the Chiv. You have a case of only taking out, the Balabai is taking out Dum Hitzoh and their Chayiv. And you have a case of Yitzhi Yishtayim, there's two more cases which you add on, Shal Ptur. So that'd not be the four. Shtei Kira Shal Hitzoh, Kigoyim, what was the case of the two Kiras of Hitzoh? Kain Poshet Balabai, Yodo Malaya Lechutz, he sticks his hand outside. So Lechor Hish Bichai, but then we're not the only Mitrecha, the only takes it out, Hare Petur Shem Balabais, as the case of Hitzor, the Balabais did it, and the Balabais is Potter. The Kekosh of Lech Tanah Vasis, and that's what the Tanah of our Mishnah is mentioning, and that's what the Mishnah over there means, or they're more suggesting that. Ken Shem Poshet Oni Yodah Rekonos Lifnim, Masa Balabais Lestecha, Hare Petur Shem Yishol Hitzor, then the case of Litzov, the Oni, which is only Potter, would be the case where he stuck his hand inside, the Balabais put into it, and the Oni took it out. So the Oni did the Hitzov, didn't do that Kira, but he did the Hitzov. Okay? And that's the case, the second, Rape Torshen, you see that with Hitzov. That would be the second case of Hitzov, which is Potter. Hitzov, the Balabais, and Hitzov, the Oni. Shavuos lechatchila the gazin Hashem yasa hanocha ala kirose b'hanu shein dal the kani hosin. These are the rabbanon. They're part of a lasser. They're also to do it because the person might end up doing well. At least in the case of the balabais, he might do the hanocha, and in the case of the oni, we're afraid he might do an akira. B'hanu shein dal the kani hosin. That'd be the shneim shein dal. The more says it can't be because hadum yu the maris the goyim katani lo. Rashi says because the mishnah is there's four sets of the Mishnah, and Maris Nagoyim is all talking about the Rices. Two the Rices which are Ovis, and two the Rices which are Toldos. So the other ones also, we'd have to assume, are referring to the Rices, not the Rabbanans. Whatever Maris Nagoyim he has, if he goes in Ichlus HaMikdash Yischai, says to the Raisa. If he goes in the Mikdash now, he's also going to the Mikdash, because it's a tomb of the Raisa. Now, Rashi says, why do you ask him Maris Nagoyim? You could ask him Yedias, you could ask him Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, Yedias Tumas or Shtayim Shein Arba. Why do you ask for Maris Nagoyim? So Rashi says, L'hochi Porach Maris Nagoyim, I'll tell you why we ask Maris Nagoyim. Deal of Shavuos Yedias, Plugtahi, that the Rabbi Shmuel Shita is that only by the case of Shavua, like the case of the pasuk was a Shavua in the future. I will eat and then he doesn't do what he said. Or I won't eat and he does and he goes against what he said. So that's the case of the pasuk explicitly. Rabbi Kiva was Marba, even in the case of a Shavua, Lashavar. I swear he didn't eat and really he did eat. Rishmo says, no, that doesn't exist. It's only Shtayim, there's no Arba. Maybe there's now we're not saying a person allowed to do that. We're saying that the key of Korban doesn't exist for that on such a case of a Shavuot. Shavuot, a person would get up right now and swear, I didn't eat him. Really, he did. He did an Aveira. I'm not saying he's a big tzaddik, right? But the Maisa, the Korban, he doesn't bring. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shi. The Islam Ikam on Domer and Achayb El Al Helim Tuma. The bringing of the Korban is in the case of the Pasuk. He was Tomei. He was aware of being Tomei. He forgot that he was Tomei and he went into the Mikdash. He forgot he was Tomei and he ate Kurdish. Chayb or Korban. He was aware that he was Tomei and he forgot that this is Kurdish, not Chayb or Korban. So there's Isurim, but there's not Chiyuvim. So there, Lachar would be a nice case. I say, by Shabbos also, it's also, but it's not a Chayb. Over there also, it's also, but it's not Chayb the Korban. So maybe if you're looking at Yediyas and Shavuos, maybe the case of Shabbos could be a case of Potter Abel also. Right? But my Marsha Gorman, it's not so. Now, actually, the Gemara in Shavuos says that the Tana of the Mishnah is not like that Mandomer, because Marsha Gorman is going to be the case which is going to force us to say that if the Mishnah is lumping them all together, they have to be there with the Marsha Gorman, and it's all, we're talking about Chiyuvim, not just Isurim. So the Tana of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Shmuel, it's Rabbi Kiva. Tana Mishnah is not the other Mandomer with the Rabbi Tuma, it's the one that says Ichayim for all four. So the source of that din we're talking about Chiyuvim over there is Maris Nagoyim. So our Gemara went straight to Maris Nagoyim. Okay. So Maris says, okay, so you can't say, so the four over there can't be obvious because you don't have four cases of Av, which is Chayim. Maris says, no. Over there, again, it's not the main list of all the Hilchos Shabbos, so it just says the Chiyuvim, like you just said. And it's only saying Chiyuvim. And our Mishnah is telling you Peturim also. We didn't do that yet. We did do that. I don't remember what we did in the Gemara. Elamur Papa, we did it in the Gemara?
Yes, yeah. We did that.
Let's see Rashi. Okay, so Chiyuvik Tani. Can Mepharash Kamei, what would the Chiyuvim be? Beis Hitzos. Beis Hafnosis. So the case will be two Shtayim Shein Arba. The Shtayim is Hitzos. It's the two Ovis. The Hitzos of the Balabais and the Hitzos of the Oni. And the Beis Hafnosis will be the Shein Arba, is the base, including Beis Hafnosis. Where the Balabais or the Oni brought it inside all by himself. But Kulam, the Chiv, we're talking about a case of where he's Chayiv. It was done by one person. One person did the whole malacha. The balabai stuck his hand, empty hand outside, took the item from the out of the hand of the oni, brought it inside, and put it down. Or the oni was standing outside, reached inside, and put it in the hands of into the hands of the balabai. So he did the whole malacha. Okay. Okay, we're holding the Gemara. Chiyuvim my nihu. About halfway down the page. Okay. So over there, we're only saying Chiyuvim. The Gemara says, now Rashi gave us a sneak preview that the Chiyuvim over there is referring to, the Shtayim Shedal is referring to Hitzo and Hachnos. Well, the Gemara is going to flesh that out. Chiyuvim my nihu, Yitzius. If you tell me you only say Chiyuvim, so that's referring to Yitzius. Yitzius, Tarti Havyan. The Yitzias is only two. It says Yitzias or Shabbos or Shnayim Shein Arba. So if you tell me including the Rabbanans also, I have Yitzias or Shabbos, Hoytzoa, which is four. Right? But if you tell me, you're only telling me Chiyuvim, and it says Yitzias or Shabbos or Shnayim Shein Arba, so where's four? There's only Yitzias, Hoytzoa, of two. So my answer is Shtayim Hoytzoa, Shtayim Dachnosa. The four are Hitzoh and Achnosa, but Morris says, what do you mean? It says Hitzoh. Yitzias and Shabbos means cases, the rice of taking out are only two, not four. Amar Rashi, Tana, our Tana, Achnosa, Nami, Hitzoh, Korvidah. the Tana, both the Tana of our Mishnah and the Tana of the Mishnah in Shavuos, is comfortable referring to Hachnasa as Hotzor. Because it's also, you're taking it out from its place, in the sense of it would send it out in the Rishos HaRabim, and you're taking it was Munach Rishos HaRabim, so it established a relationship with the Rishos HaRabim, and now you're taking it away from that place and you're placing it somewhere else. So that's also Hotzor in the sense of you're taking it away from where it is and putting it somewhere else. More says we might. Where do you see that the Tana is comfortable doing that? Mitnan Hamoitzim Rishos the Rishos Chayiv. Mishnah later on says one of the Lamed Tes Malachas is taking from one Rishos to the other Rishos. Now, the language of Rishos to Rishos clearly is open for both directions. It doesn't say Rishos HaYachad, Rishos HaRabim. It says Hamoitzim Rishos to Rishos. And still, Milo Askin, isn't it referring to the Kamaya Rishos HaRabim, Rishos HaYachad? The Mishnah by saying the language of Hamoitzim Rishus to Rishus is clearly including from Rishus to Rabim to Rishus to Yachid, but it refers to it as Hamoitzi. The time of Maisa, what is the logic behind that? Kol Akiras Chavetz Mimikamoi is Tano Hotzor Karilo. The act of being accurate from its Makim is referred to as Hotzor. Now, we'll see as we go through the next few Amudim that there's an interesting discussion in the Achronim, Rishonim already. What is the defining element of the Hotzor? We're accustomed to think, which is most the logical, I mean, I guess the most obvious way of learning it is, well, the Malach is the Hotzor, the transfer, and the requirement of Akira and Anocha are conditions for the chiyuv. Right? The malacha is the act of transferring from one rishus to the other, but he's only chayiv. If it started out being in rishus A and it was stationary in rishus A, and he only chayiv if it ends up becoming placed and becoming stationary in rishus B. But that's the condition for the chiyuv. But the actual chiyuv, the malacha itself, is the act of transferring it from is the moment of the transfer. With he's only chayiv if he started out here and he ended up there. Rav Chaim Brisker says that the opposite is true, that the malacha is the akira and the hanacha with the condition of the fact that it was transferred. In other words, the malacha is something which was had a relationship and a status in Makom A, and now it got its status in Makom B. That is the malacha, the hotzor, the transferring of the item from Rishus A, not the moment of the transfer, but the uprooting in A and the planting in B is the malacha. Obviously, only chayiv if it's transferred to Rishus. So he looks at that at the mamash the exact opposite, and that's some of the Moor's lashon over here fits very nice. The malach of Hotzor is the act of being moitzi something, taking it away from its makom and planting it in a new place. We'll see the discussion. The Miri talks about it and it plays it out in the sugyas, in the upcoming sugyas as we go along. So here's your first introduction to that thought process. Okay, Amar Avina Masnisa Nami Deka. I mean, you know, our Mishnah also fits very nicely with the word.
And not the Hava. Then with one person doing one of each of those,
right?
It's a different situation than if it's the Hava. Because in the Hava case, well, that's the Yisr that. There's one agent doing that, and it's not split among two people.
Right.
Whereas in the other case, the actual malach is split among two people, not the Tanai.
Right.
You'd think there'd be that might have a express itself differently in terms of Patr and Chayv.
Well, it's going to be Patr, but it's not going to be Chayv, obviously, but it's also.
Right, but you'd think that the two cases.
I hear. I mean, okay. I'm not sure. You'd have to come up with a practical. I mean, I hear why you'd argue like that, but. You know. So Ravina says, "Masisa nami deka," that this is fits very precisely in our Mishnah. Also, the Tani Yitzias become a farish achnas alal. To look at our Mishnah, it says Yitzias Shabbos, and the first case that it gives is the case of the Ani putting something inside. You know, you would expect that the Mishnah, if the Mishnah was very, if the Mishnah really meant Yitzias meant Hoitzor, and Hachnosa is just coming along for the ride, it would be very funny to have the word, the first case being the case of Hachnosa. Right? But the Mishnah says the first case is, immediately says the case of only standing outside and bringing something inside, indicates that the Tana is very comfortable using the word Yitzias meaning Hoitzor, like you just said. Shmamino. Rabba Omar, the Shtayim Shehein Arba is Rishuyas Ketani. Rishuyas Shabbos is Shtayim. There are two Rishuyas in Shabbos. There's Rishuyas Yachid and Rishuyas Rabba. Tosfos suggests, he brings him the Rivua, that says that the word Yitzias is based on the Pasuk you find in Parashas Masei, Behoyu Toitzesov Hayama. It means Metagamin Rosh Vosei, the Rishus is, so the word Yitzia can refer to the word Rishus. I'm not sure exactly what the logic behind that is, right? Over there, Rashi in Chumash says Toitzesov doesn't mean Rishus, it means the end point of something. It extends until there. So you hear the word, you hear the word Otsaw, it's going da 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 until it gets there. Right? You hear that word over there. But there's apparently there is a Targum which translates it as Rishvasei. So the word Yitzia is referring to the Rishus. The Rishus is Shtayim. Now there's not four Rishuyos. It's a Rishus which will, two Rishuyos which will generate four cases of Chiyuv. You can't see Rashi. Chiyuv in my Neo Yitzias. We're holding. In Rashi, I'm going to explain where it is in Rashi. It's about halfway down the wide Rashi's. Chiyubi my niu. Yitzias klemer. Yitzias ketani. Mishnah says Yitzias. The mashma hitzah. It's referring to the lachav hitzah. Lakach. Therefore, metama. The more is asking a question. Hai mi chiyuve ketani. Which chiyuv are you referring to? Akar chiyitzias the chuda. You're referring to Yitzias. Yitzias. Betarti hu dahavin. Only two of them. Mashani Hafnosa's Nami, Ketani Madai. We're referring to Hafnosa also. And where it says, Mtana will refer to Hafnosa as Hoytsa. Mitnana, Mitzim Shus, Rishus, Kachoshev, Minyan Obus Malachis, Periklal Gadol. It says Obus Malachis, and it says Hoytsa, Milo Askin, isn't it referring to the Akarha Hafnosa, Nami Chayv, Ketani Masnisan, Honi Chayv, Ketani Hamoitsi? It uses the language of Moitzim Rishus to Rishus, and it would include Hachnosa also. Ravina says, not only do you have the Diak from the Mishnah later on in Ein Gimel, but Masnis and Nami, this is the Hacha Nami Deka. This Mishnah also fits very nicely like that. Hachnosa Nami Kari Yitzhak, so Hachnosa is referred to as Yitzhak, the Ketani Yitzhak. It says, Yitzhak Shabbos Hashtayim Shein Harbor. The Yitzias the Chudaya Kamer, it can't only mean Yitzias. Umashe Hein Arba Chiyuve Upaturi, and the cases of Chiyuve are only Chiyuve and Paturi, which would be a nice pshat, potential nice pshat, right? It can't mean that Yitzias are Hutzos too. Shein Arba, there's two Hutzos which are only Durbonot. Our Mishnah is saying Chiyuv and Petur, so maybe the Shachan Arba is Chiyuv and Petur, and Hachnosa is not included. The Mefarish Hachnosa Bereisha, but it can't mean that, because right away it explains the case of Hachnosa. Tani Ketzav, Pasharani Yisyode, Lifnim, Dano Hachnosa. Mikatani Lo, Bifurusha the Yitzias, it's saying that is, and that's the example of Yitzias. And it tells you the case of Hachnosa. Am Hachnosa Nami Karle Hitzos. So apparently Hachnosa is a form of Hitzos. Rav Amr Lucha, Amr the Kasha Lucha, Lishna the Yitzias, Bein Hacha, Bein Hossam. Rashi says that your question, well, the language of Yitzias doesn't fit him in Masechtas Shavuos or over here. The answer is Rishuyas Ketani. Rishuyas Shtayim, there's two Rishuyas, Rishus HaYachar, Rishus HaRabin. Shein Arba, which creates Bifnim. Klamer, what does that mean? There's two Rishuyas, not four Rishuyas. Klamer, there's two Rishuyas, which by Yedehen, through those two Rishuyos, Yeshach Arba Yisurim, Bifnim, Uktanam Machuch, you have four cases of Isser inside, Samar Chai, Samar Potter, four cases of Isser outside, Samar Chai, Samar Potter, Mehan Lachiyah, Mehan Lapter, Mehidah Shuas, Kula Lachiyah, Mehidah Kimna. And over there, Masechta Shavuos also, there's Shtayim, the two Rishus, which created four cases of Chiyuv. And over here, there's two Rishus, which create four cases of Isser inside, some Chayv and some Potu, and four cases of Isser outside, some Chayv and some Potu. Okay. Now the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Omer l'Ramasa l'Abaya. Ramasa asked the Abaya question. Ha tamni havin. The Mishnah says there's time shein arba, so there's four for the Oni, four for the Balbais. A total of eight. 4 + 4 = 8. Why is it 8? Ha tamni havin. This is 8. Tati sari havin. It's 12. So, So Rabbi says back, well, Temech, according to your logic, Shistri Haven, ask me that it's 16. Why are you asking me that it's 12? Okay, so if you look at the cases of the Mishnah, there's four cases of the Mishnah. In each case of the Mishnah, you have, there's four sets of the Mishnah. In each set of the Mishnah, there are two cases. There's the Ani, the first case. There's the Ani standing outside, and he goes, puts his hand in and puts it down on, into the hand of the Balabais. So there's two players. There's the Oni and the Balabais. Oni Chayiv, Balabais Patur. So there's two. We're discussing the case of Chayiv on the Oni's part and the case of Patur on the Balabais' part. Second case, the Oni sticks his hand inside, takes it out of the hand of the Balabais, takes it out. So that's the mission. The Oni's Chayiv, Balabais' Patur. So that's again two. There's a case of Chayiv and the case of Patur. The Oni's Chayiv and the Balabais' Patur. So I now have already in the first group, I've said four cases. A case of Chiyuv and of Oni for inside and out, going in and going out. A case of Ptur for the Balabais, going in and going out. Then your next set, the same thing. So that's four sets, four Chiyuv and Ptur in each set. And you end up with, some cases will be, everybody's Ptur. The Balabais put the Oni's Ptur, but it says the Balabais put the Oni's Ptur. So you end up with 16. Where do you get it? Where do you get four? Let's look back at the Mishnah for a second. Let's look at. So the Mishnah says four babas. There's four sets in the Mishnah. So the first set of the Mishnah is the case of the Ani's doing the work, right? So the Ani put his hand inside. So we have two cases of the Ani being chayiv. The Ani put his hand inside and put it into the Balabais' hand, or he took it from the Balabais' hand and pulled it out. Oni's Chayiv twice. And the Balabais is Potter twice. Right? So I have four dinim so far in the Mishnah. Two of Chayiv and two of Ptur. I go to the next case and the same thing happens. I go to the next case, case number three. Posh Oni Yisyod Olifnim. Oni puts his hand inside and the Balabais takes it out of his hand. So we say the Oni's Potter and the Balabais is Potter. Chayiv, Ptur on the Balabais. On my chart, Balabais Oni, I put Ptur. Next case, the Balabais puts it into the hand of the Oni, the Oni takes it out. Right? So the Balabais is Potter, the Oni is Potter. Again, Ptur, I put four Pturs over there. So Ramasta asked, I have 12. He looks at the first two sets, Oni Chayiv, Balabais Chayiv, that's four. But the next set, it says, Oni Potter, Balabais Potter. That's four right there in group three. Group four, Potter. So that's another four, that's eight. Four, and four is 12. He says, why 12? It's 16. Right? If you look at, in other words, he didn't have a problem in set number one, we ignore the Balabais. The Balabais is a table. Right? The Balabais is a table. Puts his hand in, sticks it to the hand of Balabais. Balabais did zero. Right? So, I ignore the Balabais. So, Oni is Chai. It's in the Balabais' hand, takes it out, but Oni is Chai. That counts as two cases. Next set, the Oni is standing outside, the Oni is the table. Balabais puts his hand outside, puts it on his hand, Balabais is Chai, Oni is Potter. So, we look at the Balabais. Takes out the Oni's hand, brings it inside, the Balabais is Chai. We ignore the Oni in that case. So Ramasa was comfortable with that. The first two cases, we ignore the Potter. We look at the Chai. He says, but the next two cases, they're both playing an active role. The Ani's putting his hand inside, the Balabais taking it out of the Ani's hand and doing something with it. So the to say, well, the Ani did something, but he's potter. The Balabai said something, and he's potter. Next case, right? The Balabai sticks into the Ani's hand, and the Ani takes it outside. So Balabai did something, but he's potter. The Ani did something, and he's potter. Oh, so we have, I'm discussing the halacha of Ani Balabai is potter twice. So I have four dinim in that set number three in the Mishnah. And if set number four, I also have four dinim. We're starting with the Balabai sitting his hand outside and only taking it away from the Balabai and putting it down. So the Balabai did something, but he's potter. Only did something and he's potter. Or the only picks it up and puts it into the Balabai's hand outside, so the only did something. Balabai brings it inside and puts it down. And he did something, but he's potter and he's potter. So if I look at set number four, again I see four dinim over there. Potter on the Balabais' case, on the Balabais' side twice, and Potter on his side twice. So I have 12. But I said, why do you ignore the first group? Why did you ignore the Balabais? And why did you ignore the Ani? So that's the Balabais' kasha back. He says, I'm like, hold the kasha. That doesn't bother me. The first two groups where we talk about the Chiv, and we said the Balabais is Potter, the Oni is Potter, and I'm ignoring him in my count. It's Bishlam and Baba the Reisha, Potter and Mutter. Look at Tani. Over there, it's Potter and Mutter. He did nothing. So he's not Chayiv. He's not even Potter. He's not even Osir. He's standing there as at the table. That's not Malach HaShabbos. So he's not Potter of Osir. It's Potter and Mutter. But Elababa, the Sefer, the Potter Balasar, it's a halachic issue now. Kasha, I want to know that why isn't that included in your count? There's Shtayim, there's for the Ani, which is Chayim, and the Ani doesn't have two more which he's Potter, he has four more where he's Potter and Asr. The same thing on the Balabai's his part. So he ends up with a total of six, two Chayuvim and four Pturim, and he has a total of six. Two human four term, which is a total of 12, not a total of 8. So Morris says, one second. I know the rule is, whenever it says Masechta Shabbos, Potter means Potter of Alasar. So what are you telling me in the Reisha it's Potter and Mutter? What are you talking about? Meiki Bakula Shabbos, Potter and Mutter? In Masechta Shabbos, do you find Potter and Mutter? Lamer Shmuel, Shmuel set a rule, Kopaturi de Shabbos, whenever it says the word Potter Masechta Shabbos, it means Potter Avalasa. Or whenever it says it Potter in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, it means Potter, but it's Asa. Var Mehani Tlas. There's only three exceptions, the Potter and Mutter, the three exceptions where the Mishnah uses the word Potter, and it means Mutter. And the more it proves it later on, that's so. Okay? But we'll see what the Sviar in a second. But our Mishnah says Potter, it means Potter. And Asr, what are you telling me it's Potter and Mutter? What's the Etmer Kav? What are you talking about? It can't be. What are the three cases? Yeah. The three cases are Tzedes Tzvi, and Mishnah talks about a case where a person shuts the door, and the Tzvi wanders into the house, and the fellow comes home, and he shuts the door, and says, bam, he's Potter on being Tzad Tzvi. He had no command to be Tzad Tzvi, so he's Potter. So the Morse over there means Potter Mutter. Tzedes Nochosh, the Mishnah talks about a case where he was Tzad Nochosh, and so since he's not doing it to capture the Nochosh, he doesn't want the snake, he just wasn't want the snake, shouldn't bother him. So it's Malachash and Sikh Lagufa, so he says he's Potter, but it says Potter. And Shemuel says it means Potter and Mutter. We'll see why they're Potter and Mutter in a second. Umapas Mursa, and the third case, the Mishnah talks about a case where a person had a boil, filled with pus inside, and he popped it, he let out the pus which is inside. So the Mishnah says a person is Potter, and Shemuel explains it means Potter and Mutter. So those are the three exceptions. That they're Potter and Mutter, but everything else must have the Shabbos, it is Potter and Asr. So our Mishnah cannot mean Potter and Mutter. Now the more it goes to over there, it's a more Daf Kuf Zayin, the more it says, that's what brings out Shmuel's Din, the case of Tzad Tzvi actually. The more it says that Tzad Tzvi is Potter and Mutter, the more it says, brings Shmuel's Din. The more it says, how do you know? I mean, that's very nice. Shmuel said, what's his raya from the Mishnah? The Gemara brings a raya from the Mishnah that is that, or the next one brings a raya from the Mishnah. That's what it means. But Tzad Tzvi, it seems to be let's introduce you to of the different to be chayv in Malacha Shabbos. So there are many different conditions to be chayv in Malacha Shabbos. So it has to be a person does it in the normal way. It has to be he's mechavan to do it. It has to be Malacha Tzricha Legufa. Malacha Tzricha Legufa is big Malacha Rashi and Tosis is what Malacha Tzricha Legufa means. But for the I'll go with Tosis's explanation for now, because it's easier, that a person does the malacha for the intent and the purpose at which it was done when it was done in the Mishkan. The defining element of the malacha is the way it was done in the Mishkan. All malachas Shabbos are learned from the Mishkan. He does the malacha for that purpose. So a person puts out a fire because they would put out fires in the Mishkan in order to make pechom, in order to make the charcoal residue, which make it easier to be able to use it now to get a good fire, because then you have much more controlled fire when you have the charcoal than you have the actual wood, so you can control your you can make your dyes better. So I wanted to make pechom. They dug holes in the Mishkan to use the hole. They didn't dig holes in the Mishkan to use the dirt. So I dig a hole. I don't need the hole. I need the dirt. That's Malacha Shem Tzrich Legufa. They captured animals in the Mishkan because they wanted to use the animals. They needed the hides of the animals. They didn't capture the animals in order to get the animals off their back. Well, the guy was busy building the Mishkan and came along a snake. He says, okay, let's capture the snake. Why? Because I want to get the snake shouldn't bother me. That wasn't why they did Malacha Seda in the Mishkan. So that's Malacha Shem Tzrich Legufa. Mapis Mursa, so it's Seder Nachash is Malacha Shem Tzrich Legufa. Malacha Shem Tzrich Legufa, it's done. He did the Malacha of Seder. He captured it. But he doesn't want the item. So he's not doing it for the purpose of way it was done in the Mishkan. So that's Pater of an Osir, normally. But over here, because the Chazal were martyred for the person because of the fear, pain, etc., which is involved in the Nachash, that wasn't a life-threatening Malacha. That wasn't the case. I mean, even was just he was a potential for pain, etc. He's going to bite him and cause pain. So they were matter this malacha shem tzrich legufa. You wouldn't, if it was a malacha deraisa, they wouldn't be matter unless it's life threatening, right? But it was a malacha derabbanan, and they were matter in a situation of tsar. Okay, mapis mursa. It's a malacha shem tzrich legufa. The Mura says because the malacha involved over there. The Mura says interesting thing. The Mura says that the malacha is boinet. And boin applies to the body of a human being also. I could count the more. There's a mandam in the Gemara which holds if a person would braid a girl's hair, it's a form of the malach of boina deraisa. The definition of the malach of boina is taking disparate objects and putting them together and making a unit. You take bricks and you build a wall, right? That's the malach of boina. Okay, the Mishkan, you put the crushing together and you had now a Mishkan. So the Malach of Boina is putting two things together and making something. So if you learn that there's a din of Boina on the body of a human being, so if you take the braids of the, you take them, you separate the braids and you weave it together, you've done Boina. That's, we'll talk about that later on. But the Malach of Boina applies to the body of the human being. So Moore says, you take the boil and you're making an opening. So part of the Malach of Boina, you're building a house. It's not very functional to have a house with no door to get inside of the house. Right? Not a very functional house. You have to break down the wall to get in every time you want to get in. So part of the Malach of Boina is building a Pesach. So a Pesach is also called Boina, even though you're making a hole. You're not building a wall, you're building a hole. It's also called the Malach of Boina. So over here, you're making an opening, a hole, to get the pus out and etc. So it's a malach of boina. Mapas bursa is considered a malach of boina. But the Mura says that the definition of the malach of boina of by Pesach, a Pesach which is considered a binyan, is a Pesach which's function is for going in and going out. Knisa and Yitzia, goes in and goes out.
We don't care about the animal struggling, the deer struggling, even though we can use dead deer.
We'll get to the case of the deer. I left the case of the deer for last. That's a separate malachim. Okay? A separate p'tur. Okay, so the Morris says the definition of a map is, of a binyan of Pesach is it goes in and goes out. Over here, he has no interest in put it in, going in and out. He wants to get the pus out, and then he couldn't care less about the opening. If the Gemara says he wants to put medication in the hole, wants to take the pus out and put medication in it, he's chayav deraisa. But that making that opening in this boil in order to take out the pus, take something out, and then put medication in, he's chayav deraisa. But he didn't do that over here. He's just doing it to get the pus out. There's a pain. He wants to pop the boil and get out the liquid. And so his only interest, he has no plan of medicating. It's all under a bottle. And they were matter in a situation of pain. So it's in potter, which they were matter because of tzar. What's the case of tzadzvi? Tzadzvi is a little more complicated. That wasn't complicated until now, right? Tzadzvi, there's another one of the definitions of the of Melech HaShabbos is... that he's being oisek as opposed to being misasek. The person is being involved in doing malacha X, not that the malacha occurred.
It's like watching his traps, maybe.
One second. So, an example of misasek. So, misasek and Dabar Sheni Miskaven are confused easily. But Dabar Sheni Miskaven is that a person is doing X, and the result of X is Y. Okay? So, the person, the Morris' example, he's dragging a chair and it's in his backyard, and the next thing he knows that there's this little furrow there. That's the Malach of Choresh. He made a furrow. Right? See, he's focusing in on the act of dragging a chair. The result of dragging a chair is the furrow. That's Dabar Sheni Miskaven. If it's inevitable, it's called a psik reish. It's not. That's right. The Morris says it's misasik is a person has a pile of cut grain, which he wants to take inside the house, right? Or he has a. Now the reality is they're still attached to the ground, but he thinks that they're cut. So he picks them up. And all of a sudden, he has this big rip. He's done the Malach of Kotzer. He's cutting it out of the ground. But it wasn't a result. His intention was to take these items. It wasn't a secondary thing which happened. He's dragging a chair, but out came a charitz. He took the items. That's the Malach. Right? But he had no intention to do the Malach because he thought it was not attached. So here, he did a malacha. He did exactly what he wanted to do. He took the item inside. He took the item to himself. He did exactly what he wants to do. But that item, what he thought was non-kotzer, really was kotzer. So he wasn't oisik in kotzer. He wasn't involved in the malacha of kotzer. He had no intent to do that. But he was misasik in kotzer. The malacha he did, the mice he did was a mice of kotzer. That's called misasik. Do we see that in Dabar Sheni Miskaven? Okay. So, a person walks into the house, there's this wonderful animal wanders into his house, and he comes home and he shuts the door. Now, the malacha of, what is the malacha of Seder? You have an item in a enclosed area, and you shut, and you close, and close it. So shutting the door is the malacha of Seder. It's not the result of Seder, it's the malacha of Seder. But he has no, he's not being Isaac in Seder. Right? He's not doing it to capture the animal. He's doing it because he wants to shut his door. He shouldn't have the guy who's running after him, and right, you know, he slams the door in his face. He says, "Wow, look at that! There's a deer here, right?" And he says, "I thought I saw the antlers inside there when I walked in." Right, so he walked in expecting to see a deer, but it wasn't. He didn't slam the door to do the malacha of tzeda. He was misasik in the malacha of tzeda. So Morris says, "You're not going to tell the guy he can't shut his front door." So the case over there, Tzad Tzvi, when the Tzvi went into the house, they said it was Potter and Mut. We'll get to the Tzvi over there later on. I mean, later on, Kuv Zayin is a little while until we get there. But it needs more explanation than that. But that's the basic idea. So let's just maybe just leave Rashi's for tomorrow. But let's just, we're in the middle of a question over here. You're not going to sleep tonight. It says, what do you tell me it's Potter and Mutter? It's Potter and us. Morris says, Ki Yitzchak Leil Shmuel, Paturi Deka Ovid Maisa. The third of the Kabbalah Ma'aseh Ika Tzuva. the language of potter in Masechta Shabbos, when you did nothing, can mean mutter. The balabai is a table in the scenario of one. He just stands there, and only puts something in his hands. He did not do Malach Shabbos. He didn't do anything. So that's mutter. That exists. Shmuel's point of whether a person did something, it's potter and also, it's not mutter, except for these three exceptions. But we're modifying a rule. Potter in the Masechta Shabbos means potter and aser, if you're referring to such an area where he did something. Oh, good. So Ramasa says, so the first cases of the Mishnah, that's potter and mutter. It doesn't bother. I'm not. But the next set are potter and aser. So you should count those. Tosis brings up one question over here, just quickly. Tosis, the top Tosis in Gimel Manal. What do you mean he's potter and mutter? He's not releasing the Ever. Right? He's helping the guy do the malacha. So the Elamai, you tell me that the malacha could have been done without him. And we have the Morn of Zora. If the person is not necessary for the malacha, it's not, for the Aveira, it's not Lifnei Iver. Right? So over here, the Ali could just as well put it down on the ground and be Chayav. So the Balabais happens to be this, but the Balabais is hands. So the Balabais is not over Lifnei Iver. He says, but there's an Issa Rabbanon called Masayeh. You should soon be helping people doing Aveiras. He's involved in them, even though he didn't do an active act, he's Masayeya. Some learn that Masayeya is deraisa, some say it's even deraisa, because there's a mitzvah of being mechiach somebody. So don't say, I didn't do anything, but that's not enough, I didn't do anything. Somebody's about to do a veira, says, well, I'll help you do it. And the Torah says, stop him, and you're saying, I'll help you do it. Tekocha means stop the guy, and you're saying, I'm going to help you. The Balabai says, okay, put it in my hand. I won't do anything. They call it tzaddik and pelts, right? Right? In Yiddish, right? I just care about myself. It's freezing cold. I can light the fire. I can put on my coat. So instead of lighting the fire, making everybody else warm, I just say, you guys should freeze to death, but I'm warm. I put on my coat. I'm not doing it. I'm okay. That's the issue of the Torah. No deal. You say, yeah. So what do you mean it's potter and mutter? It's not potter and mutter. That's Tosfos Kasha. You mechuyev to stop him. So one of the arguments over here means, regards to Hilchos Shabbos, it's potter and mutter. Regards to Hilchos Shabbos, this is potter and mutter. You have other mitzvahs on the Torah which are mechayev you to get involved and stop it. But regards to Hilchos Shabbos, this is potter and mutter. Okay.